What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east.
His blood will fill buckets, politically, not violently.
Politically, not violently.
That's my neighbor!
That was about Rogan.
Oh, he wanted to...
That was when he had his two-day fight with Joe Rogan.
Oh, okay.
And then he decided they love each other again.
Oh, good.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate the fuck out of it, whether it's as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or streaming 24/7 at crabdiving.com/live or listen. However you're listening to us, we appreciate El Fucko out of it.
Oh, wee-wee.
Holy shit. We've got a burgeoning... crab diving spreadsheet to get through today. A whole shit ton of stuff.
Sounds like somebody needs to go to the doctor.
Happened in the...
burgeoning.
In the Trumpy world over the weekend.
Right.
I mean, I feel like I just had my best girlfriend break up with me. And the left will make jokes, but this ain't funny, man.
That's what he was upset when Trump... what was that about? Was that Syria? Yeah.
Syria.
It was about Syria. He was upset. He pants.
I mean, there's so many obvious reasons... to hate Trump. I love that Alex Jones picks one that's kind of complicated, right? I mean, he was mad because Trump bombed Syria, but then Trump told Russia where he was going to drop the bombs first.
And bombed nothing.
Right.
Bombed
right.
One airport that they had evacuated.
Am I right? Am I getting that mixed up with another?
I think it might be something like that. Or he's pulling out of Syria, or it was something like that. I don't remember what the fuck it was, but he was upset.
I mean, is Alex upset about Trump with anything else, or is that cover it?
No, I think that probably about covers it. I can't think of him.
Fucking
he may have, you know, not. There may have been a couple other things where he was not sure, but...
Alex Jones, you're a bootlicker.
The enemy's got to be engaged. Bone's got to meet bone. Sword's got to meet shield. The axe has got to come down on that skull. And in the end, we'll see heaven.
You know, the only thing that separates him between what he's doing now and, like, the globe, like, from sounding Shakespearean, it's not a lot of gottas.
Shield gotta.
Not a lot of gottas in Shakespeare.
Oh, well, yeah. You know. He's speaking in the vernacular.
Wanna? You wanna come
of
over?
The time.
God.
Dost thou want to come over?
Sounds shield, a little weird.
Shield gotta be bone.
Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that, when you go to buy shit at Amazon, or you can use the banner at our website, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby.
Here's one of my favorites. That was in a row.
I mean, you see that in Shakespeare, right? You will see, like, what do they call it? The exophineous O or whatever they
ooh,
say.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, yeah. They say that in what's the other word for Shakespeare's plays? They call it the
folio?
Yes. In the folio, they have the exophineous O. It's where the first
syllable
is an O.
Yes.
And it's like that. And it's a hard thing to do. But this guy can do it in his fucking sleep. I mean, that is a great ex officio, though, is it not? I mean, shit.
Let's see. We've got a lot to talk about. Just want to look at.
Oh, we want to check level.
Yeah, I heard some.
Oh, let me
shit.
Give you. Let me give you an ex officio.
I need you to.
Oh.
I know. There's what I'm looking for.
Oh, that was a bad one.
You are spiking.
Oh, no. Just like Florida, just like Texas, just like Alabama, just like Mississippi, just like Georgia. Happy reopening, everybody. We're all going to fucking die. We're all going to fucking die. I went to the Circle K this morning. Three people wearing masks out of about, I don't know, 10. And I said something, and I was like,
"You just need to not do that.
Fuck that. Fuck that.
You're gonna end up on a YouTube video."
Oh, I'm caring because I want people to wear a fucking mask. And all these people, all these fucking dirtbag Republican fuckheads, are like, "Oh, law and order. We need everybody to do what the police says. Bootlick, bootlick, bootlick." But then they won't wear a mask.
Right, right.
But that's it's mandated in this city.
Didn't the clerk said, "I have a condition"? That's just such bullshit.
Oh, yes.
It's such bullshit. You're a twat. Is what your condition is.
Yeah, and twat, you could have a condition. You could be an asymptomatic carrier of the corona and breathing it all over me.
I'm on the path of my ancestors, a path beyond the stars, a path to Valhalla.
But it's the law here. If you don't wear
there
a mask,
is now a mandate in Pensacola that people wait, really?
Yes. If you
that
are
people
in
outside
a business,
have to have a mask.
If you're in a business, you have to have a if you're a patron or you're a business owner or a worker employee, you got to wear a mask. And guess what? I was in a Publix the other day, and guess what I saw? A little piggy with that little mask on. There was no mask on that little piggy. And that was since the mandate.
Like a little pot-bellied pig? Or
no, a police officer.
Oh, well, that's not nice.
No, it's not. It's not. Lots of things aren't nice. Shooting unarmed people to death, i.e. murder, isn't nice.
Yeah, Pensacola mayor says Escambia and Santa Rosa counties should require masks.
Well, and he's not being clear there. There's a mandate in Pensacola to wear masks.
After issuing an emergency order on Friday that people at indoor business in the city limits should wear a mask.
Should? I thought it was a mandate, meaning they had to.
Well, I'm waiting. I'm trying to. My computer's being a little snatched.
And I was told.
Now. Okay. That people at indoor business should wear face masks. Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson said that Escambia and Santa Rosa County should follow suit. That's our county and the one next door.
Yes.
He said he believes if the other local governments joined with similar mask ordinances in the city, the region could get back to the low level of COVID-19 it was seeing in the beginning of June.
God, Mayor, God, you suck.
If we could do that. Wait, if we could do that in a way
you can't,
that
you
we
get,
could. He's just such a schlub.
that
we
impossible.
Could beat this thing back to where we were without really doing closures. We don't need to close. So again, I think that's the way we'd rather see opening.
You fucking loser. Our mayor in Pensacola, what's his Mayor Grover, is a fucking loser. First of all, we wouldn't have these high levels if we had stayed where we were.
Right.
If we had stayed locked down. He's acting like we're all in this together, like we can get the levels back down.
It says he issued an emergency order requiring face coverings to be worn by anyone inside a business in the city limits. I'll bet that's what the sign is across the
street. Yep. Well, at one of those places, surely. Yes.
In one of those stores.
Yeah, yeah.
Across the town.
Right.
That has...
But it's not being enforced because these fuckheads that work at these stores, and I get it. I'm making minimum wage working at Dollar General. You can suck my dick. I am not on mass duty. But that's a problem that has to be addressed. I'm sorry. I went into Circle K. the Circle K in Pensacola on motherfucking Garden and A. Nobody's wearing masks in there. Go check it out if the health department's listening, if you give a fuck. And
I'm sure the health department.
Two cashiers, one wearing masks, one not. I think the one cashier, I was like, thank you for wearing a mask. And I said, and the other lady said, oh, I have a condition. I said, okay, well, you're behind plexiglass. At least that's something. And I said, I'm not trying to be a dick about this whole mask thing. Well, then don't. And I said, I'm wearing a mask, but I'm protecting you and all the other dickheads in here not wearing masks. I mean, what we're talking about, though, is we're not
going to. But you said they laughed at you. Is you really?
They laughed at me. They laughed at me. I heard them say when I come in, that when they're wearing a bandana, God. That's when I walked up to them. Hey, listen, don't be afraid to confront people without these masks on. You tell them. Shame them. Who gives a fuck? They're the reason we're locked down. Those people.
Over to the commie pinko liberal. HuffPo.
These non-mask wearing motherfuckers.
What is going on with my computer right now?
God, I mean, it's like, what is, we have done the right thing. We're not going anywhere. We're all locked down. We're doing the right things with the social distancing. And if all these other dickheads just don't give a fuck, then we are going to sustain where we're at right now. A fuckload of coronavirus. And people are going to get sick.
Well, yeah, they are.
And the idea that, you know, it's interesting. I was reading about people that are asymptomatic. They're getting scans showing damage in their lungs. That they just can't, I don't know, you can't see or something unless you, it's not, we're not sure that asymptomatic people don't have consequences from carrying the coronavirus.
Right.
So we don't know.
Correct.
We could all be sick.
Did I say the commie pinko liberal?
If
HuffPo, SCOTUS greenlights first Fed executions since 2003.
Oh, good. Good. Frying people in the fucking electric chair?
We don't do that one anymore.
We just what? We shoot drugs into
people's veins?
We
inject them with drugs that we don't know that really work well and may cause pain and suffering.
Well, I thought it was a French drug company that made all those, and then they weren't going to send.
Well, that's part of the problem. That's what I think what part of this lawsuit was. Was that they were holding up until better forms of state-sanctioned killings could be.
Yeah, it's insane.
The Supreme Court refused to block the execution of four federal prison inmates who were scheduled to be put to death in July and August. The executions would mark the first use of death penalty on the federal level since 2003.
Holy shit.
The justices rejected an appeal from four inmates who were convicted of killing children. Justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor noted they would have blocked the executions from going forward.
Okay.
The court's actions leaves no obstacle standing in the way now for the executions, the first scheduled for July 13th. Oh, wonderful. What a great country we are.
Sotomayor wanted to block them.
They would have. They needed four to pick it up even.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't pick it up to block. And so that means that, but Bader Ginsburg and Sotomayor said they would have voted.
Yeah. But I saw an interview with Sotomayor and boy, it's weird that Brett Kavanaugh is also a Supreme Court justice because
complete opposite, different, right? I mean,
different, dude. I mean, it's like, I'm trying to, how do you describe Kavanaugh? He, after seeing him in that hearing, you know, his confirmation hearing, where Susan Collins bent over and voted yes. He is a complete asshole and he has no business.
He's a bro.
No business.
Scumbag.
Having a federal appointment to fucking anything.
Liar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Also, we're finding out.
And the Sotomayor is extraordinary and her story is extraordinary.
So there you go. Of course, it was William Barr who asked the Federal Bureau of Prisons to schedule the executions. Our last president wasn't into murdering people.
Yeah.
So stopped all federal executions.
Oh, wow. Why not? What didn't he like about it? Trump loves it, by the way.
So, Bill Barr said, the American people, acting through Congress and presidents of both political parties, have long instructed that defendants convicted of the most heinous crimes should be subject to the sentence of death. This is just not true.
Yeah. But wait. There's some hypocrisy here, because if I remember correctly, wasn't it, I could be wrong, but President Obama chose to ignore Khashoggi getting chopped up in the basement to distract from a story where Malia was in trouble for some emails.
Oh, right, right.
Am I getting the right administration?
No. It was Carter.
Oh, was it Carter?
Yeah.
Was it Billy Carter?
Amy was.
Amy?
I mean, she was 11, was doing right. Some horrible stuff.
God.
So there you go. Yay. Yay SCOTUS. I mean, we do have a yay SCOTUS.
Yeah.
A couple of yay SCOTUS. Well,
right.
Sort of a yay SCOTUS.
I mean, it's better than we thought, maybe. Is it better than we thought? Because we thought the Louisiana abortion thing was going to go the other way, right?
We didn't know, but several people predicted that, Roberts, being a friend or a fan of Stare Decisis, which is the tradition or the, I guess, yeah, that you don't fuck with previous decisions, especially if they're recent,
right.
Because that has the appearance of being purely political, because when the court switches a little bit and has a person or two switch.
Yeah.
If you then all of a sudden right. have to revisit the previous court stuff.
Yeah.
That shows that it's very political. And the court tries to be, wink, wink.
The appearance.
Tries to be not political. So.
See, to me, that's the problem with a lot of shit in politics. It's they don't want the appearance of being an activist court, even if what they're doing isn't that.
Right.
Don't you see that as a problem?
So this was June Medical Services versus Russo. It was a Louisiana law.
Yes.
One of these ridiculous laws requiring doctors to providing abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. The thing was that the court struck down basically the identical law in Texas in 2016.
Yes.
So that's why Roberts, even though Roberts voted against knocking it down in Texas.
Right.
He would have let it go.
Yeah.
But the court was different in 2016.
Yeah.
Kennedy voted with the other side. But Roberts wrote, the Louisiana law imposes a burden on access to abortion just as severe as that imposed by the Texas law for the same reasons. Therefore, Louisiana's law cannot stand under our precedents.
Right.
So Roberts did not say a woman should have the right to choose, unfettered, yes. or whatever, because he doesn't believe that.
God!
But he likes stare decisis. He likes precedent, and he doesn't want these decisions to be flipped and stuff like that.
Yeah. So relax, conservatives. It's not that Roberts likes women or gives a fuck about women. He loves this stare decisis thing that I'm sure you're all fucking familiar with.
In fact, he whines about it. In his decision,
I had to do the right thing.
I believe that the case was wrongly decided. That's the previous one.
Yes.
But the question today, however, is not whether whole women's health was right or wrong, but whether to adhere to it in deciding the present case. So that was the question. He was sticking with what they had ruled before, even though he didn't like it.
Right.
Now, remember,
yes.
a lot of people on Twitter are reminding us, wondering whether she's concerned or distressed, Susan Collins, by what's going on.
Right.
Because one of the reasons that she voted for Kavanaugh was that she was convinced that he would follow the court precedents.
Yes.
And not vote his ideology.
Wow.
And he voted this down.
Damn.
And then I read some of Thomas's dissent. What a whiny little piss baby. It went right for Roe. This doesn't matter. This shouldn't even be here because Roe versus Wade was poorly decided. Nowhere in the Constitution does it give a woman a right to kill her baby.
Good God. Man, if I was president.
I'm paraphrasing.
If I was president, I would dispatch the National Guard to guard everyone's pussies from these horrible conservatives. That's your vagina. That is someone's vagina. That's a vagina. That is not your vagina to fuck with.
No, uterus.
Uterus. None of that in there.
Right.
It's a woman's body. You can't just... What law do we have against a man's body? It's like, don't touch anything in this part here, okay? Or we're going to yell at you when you go to the clinic.
The ruling is a narrow win for abortion rights groups, which argue that the Louisiana law and others like it are not medically necessary. Well, no, they're not. And are intended to close clinics. They are. They've said it. We've heard that from some of the ones that accidentally say it out loud.
Know that. And right. We're not stupid.
So there you go. So I don't know, you know, how many of these we have to go through now. Is this like, do we have to wait for every state to have these rulings? Or are they finally going to give the fuck up?
Right. And what we're talking about here is right-wing nut job, religious fuckitude, right? Getting in our politics.
Right.
We constantly say religion's fine if you keep your fucking cross out of everybody's assholes. But this is one of these cases where the cross is up someone's uterus. That's your uterus. None of that. Who gives a fuck? That is your body.
Well, another SCOTUS decision today. This one surprised me a little bit. And actually, the couple of tweets I read about it got it wrong.
Yeah.
SCOTUS. Saying that SCOTUS put a shank in the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Which they've been trying to get rid of for a long time now.
Right, right.
They did. It's a very narrow ruling, so they didn't kill it.
Yes.
It still exists.
Not aborted.
But they did say that the president should have the authority to fire the head of the CFPB. It was made as some like independent organization. The Republicans, the conservatives are pissy pants about it because it doesn't answer to anybody. They said there's no checks and balances on the CFPB.
But the CFPB is supposed to be an independent org, right?
Not anymore.
Well, it's not.
I mean, that's how I guess they intended it. And one of the reasons was we didn't want to politicize it by having it being a political appointee. But
is this one of these things that our founding fathers back in the day or whoever put this shit together didn't account for having a president that was a craven, evil fuck twat that didn't give a fuck about anything but Ivanka and Happy Meals?
They did, but they couldn't think that far ahead.
They couldn't.
They put a bunch of things that they thought were good, but there were things they couldn't put in that they wanted because of the whiny,
the southern states,
the whiny slave states.
God, guys.
The court's narrow ruling, is a short-term win for the financial industry, though.
Yes.
That will.
Is that your brother? Oh, no.
That will. I thought it was your brother outside.
No.
That will
just two douches. I don't know them.
Nevertheless, leave many consumer advocates breathing a sigh of relief.
Right.
The agency will continue to operate, and the single director who oversees it will not be replaced by a bipartisan board of directors in which Republican appointees would be able to defang Democratic officials. In the case, justices were asked to determine whether the director of the CFPB can only be removed before the end of the term for cause.
Yes.
Meaning because of something he or she did that was naughty.
Right.
Or if the president should be able to fire the director at will.
Well, I think the president should be able to fire the director at will. In fact, he should be able to shoot him, right? That's what Trump.
Well, they voted that he should be able to fire the director at will. So.
Why would you vote that? That's a bad vote, isn't it?
Because they don't like the CFPB. They don't like it at all.
But wait a second. The CFPB is a consumer... What's the F?
Financial?
Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Something.
Created by?
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren.
Well, wait, Elizabeth, this is crazy. Elizabeth Warren has great ideas. Why would you want to get rid of that?
She's a raging socialist, Ryan.
She should have been the fucking nominee.
How dare you?
She should have been the fucking nominee.
She's not out of the running for VP yet. I saw a shit over the weekend that she's not out of the running yet. Oof. And that some of the numbers show that black people would be okay with her. And that they're cooling to Kamala.
What about Tammy Duckworth?
She's been mentioned, but
somebody in the Times said if you look at her compared to the other candidates, that's the easy choice. And I forget.
I like Tammy Duckworth a lot.
I do too.
But she doesn't have maybe the experience as either Kamala or she may have been a senator for longer than Elizabeth. I don't know.
Barack Hussein Obama was barely a senator, and then he was just a community organizer guy that hardly did anything, and I'm kidding, but you know.
He was a state rep for a while, wasn't he?
Well, didn't the Republicans say he was like...
He was a state rep when he gave that big speech at the convention, right?
I thought he was a senator when he gave that speech.
No, I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
That's how he became a senator. That's how he got national press, was that awesome speech he gave.
Let me tell you something. Are you sure he's not still president and we're not in some fucking Matrix shit where we took a fucked up pill and this is a pandemic?
I mean, no.
I mean, God,
you can't guarantee that.
Is Shelby not real? Is Shelby, is she?
Well, that I don't know.
Is she code? Is she like just HTML code and some weird VR bullshit?
It needs some tweaking.
Yeah.
She's great.
She is great. And it's funny though, because I had to move that Kong toy because she's laying on the most important part of the show.
On the wires.
Yes, on the wires that power the board and the computer. So that's where she likes to lay. It's very strange.
I think she gets frustrated and she thinks that if she moves the Kong toy to a separate part of the room that she'll be able to get the stuff out easier.
That's weird. Well, intern, that's not the case. The Kong toy is the Kong toy wherever you have it. It doesn't change.
She's a dog.
Okay.
Smarter than your average Trump supporter.
That
but
dog is
a dog,
smart,
nonetheless.
Man. That dog is not stupid.
So there you go. Another important SCOTUS.
SCROTUS!
Busy day for the SCOTUSes.
Hey,
well,
man.
I mean, for the people that put out the SCOTUS decisions.
Listen, if you want to get out of the dark ages, not a great time. If you have empathy for immigrants and dreamers and things like that. Well, no, the Dreamer decision was good, but there was another decision about deportations that were bad, right, recently? Am I just getting my shit mixed up? Okay.
Over the Drudge Report, it's four headlines all read. Supreme strike down abortion restrictions. Roberts joins liberals. 5-4 split. Court rocked.
Hey, Drudge.
Is the court rocked?
I don't know. The country's rocked. How many deaths do we have? 120,000. Yeah. I don't even want to, you know, the worst, you know, the only thing worse than what the Republicans actually do is the music they listen to. It is horrible shit. They do not rock.
Some of these musicians, by the way,
the Stones, baby.
The Stones are threatening lawsuit. The Panic at the Disco dude, what's his name? Brendan Urie.
Yes.
Said, stop playing my fucking music.
Of course.
The family of Tom Petty has said, stop playing our fucking music.
Jesus fucking Christ. I guarantee you, Tom Petty would have nothing to do with this shitbag that is our president. He's now bootlicking Three Doors Down. Not like the bootlickers at Three Doors Down. Yes, I'll play at the inaugural.
But I guess BMI is going to help the Stones go after and try to pull the licensing for some of these, pull that song out of the licenses and stuff.
Dude, the Stones, what the fuck? Why would anybody think that Donald Trump has the Stones, man? They're badass. They're rebels. They have nothing to do with this bootlicking. Rebels in like, not like a Southern rebel way. I don't know.
Right,
God
right.
God damn.
Woo-hoo!
Boy.
So those are your headlines, everybody.
Yeah.
I'm going to start blasting through some of these.
Ooh, yeah.
All these fucking stories. There's a million of them.
It's burgeoning, right?
We've got...
the spreadsheet.
It is.
Yes.
A lot of activity out in the world today.
No mask, man. I hate these maskless motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, here it is. Brendan Urie. I got the name right.
Put a mask on.
Let me see.
Yes, I want to say real quick, if you're a business and you need someone to enforce the mask rule, I'll fucking do it. And just buy me drinks, and I don't even drink. I'll drink a Diet Coke. I'll sit in the corner.
What are you going to do?
I will sit here just like this. Someone doesn't wear a mask. And put a mask on!
Send them a strongly worded text.
I'm good at yelling at people, man.
Brendan Urie demanded the Trump campaign cease playing Panic at the Disco music at the rally. Specifically, he voiced his disapproval with the appearance of High Hopes at Trump's recently held Tulsa, Oklahoma.
God.
The first of the message reads, "Dear Trump campaign, fuck you. You're not invited. Stop playing my song. No thanks, Brendan Urie. Panic at the Disco and company."
My God, I got to add somebody to Spotify right now. That I like that. How does the letter start?
Dear Trump campaign, fuck you.
That's how you start a letter to the Trump camp. Everybody hear that? That's how you do it.
The second post says, "Donald Trump represents nothing we stand for. The highest hope we have is voting this monster out in November with a link to a voter registration."
Damn, you just got a fan. You just got a fan. Panic at the Disco. Listen to their shit.
Brendan Urie is pretty good, I think.
Yeah.
He's a pretty good musician. So there you go.
God.
He's that goddamn door guy, right? Yeah. Closing a goddamn door. That's the only...
Oh.
Dun, dun. Yeah. That's the only line from that one song
I
remember.
Yeah, shit.
Let's see, during a campaign event... Oh, wait. Over the weekend, Digital Music News compiled a list of the songs played at the Tulsa rally.
Yeah,
Elton John, Elton John.
Elton John hates your ass, God. Donald Trump. He hates you.
Rolling Stones' Tom Petty tracks. Tom Petty's family subsequently stated they had issued an official cease and desist.
Tom Petty just passed away. Why fuck with his family like that? Just leave his music alone.
But as mentioned, U.S. copyright law and performance licenses generally leave artists without any legal recourse in terms of pushing back against public event usages they don't approve of.
Yeah.
In the past, Aerosmith, Rihanna, R.E.M., and Guns N' Roses have spoken out against the Trump campaign.
Hell
for
yes.
Using their music.
Hell yes. All those are great.
And Axl Rose engaged in a war of words with Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin last month. One of the more 2020 events.
That was great, though. I remember that being really entertaining. Steve Mnuchin, you piece of shit. Fuck you.
During a campaign event in Phoenix yesterday, or it was 2 days ago, a few days ago, the executive took the stage as Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA.
Oh, my God.
That's Trump's usual entry music, and Greenwood has widely approved the usage.
Hey, Lee Greenwood, you're off to Spotify. You're dead to me. Go fuck yourself. No more Lee Greenwood on this podcast. Okay. Are we in agreement?
I don't think we play a lot of
Shelby, put that on the list. Three doors down, Lee Greenwood could fuck the fuck off.
And
that person from, what was that? That reality show singer, what's her face, was on, American Idol that sang at the inauguration. What's her name?
American Idol.
She was on American Idol. She was a runner-up at American Idol and sang at Trump's inaugural.
Oh, I don't know. Not Jackie Ivanko.
Yeah.
No, she was on America's Got Talent.
But did she not? Someone sang.
Or something. It was her, probably. She's 16.
Yeah.
God, and why did her parents? And people were mad at her parents for
That's
not talking her out of that.
That's child abuse. God.
But her, you know, she's like an opera singer, kind of a. You know,
those people,
old white people, is kind of her.
Oh, really?
Her
you
vibe.
Think so? I mean, that's more like
I know somebody that went to see Jackie Ivanko.
Yeah, are they Nazis?
So
Oh, yeah. Are they Nazis?
Hmm.
Oh, I know who it is. Well, they're in the fucking ballpark, and I got the receipts, baby. I got a screen cap, motherfucker. I am waiting.
He probably still has that picture up. This guy that we know had previously worked for a Republican campaign, and then we found out he was actually working for the Trump campaign at one point.
Bootlicker. He's a fucking bootlicker. I'm sorry. He is. He is.
A whore. I don't know if he's still like real Trump or not.
He helped get this man elected. And when I say help, it's not like he knocked on doors. He worked on the motherfucker's campaign. That is shameful.
But yeah, I don't want to say what specifically he did on the campaign.
Oh, I would never out the guy.
It's not exactly, it's more of a logistical kind of a job.
I would never out the guy, but
in like setting up the travel and stuff, I guess we could get that specific.
I would confront him personally. Right. Personally, I would have no problem.
But he didn't like write, speeches or didn't, he
right there.
He helped with them.
Bam. I'm looking at the picture. Anyway.
It's great for radio.
You, motherfucker.
We've got the story of the weekend, possibly. Are you responding to him again?
No, I'm doing another screen cap to make sure I have it.
Why?
I want it. I want it, and I want all his little bootlicker friends. I can see their comments. Good job, Michael. Congratulations.
Oh, you just said his first name.
Well, it's first name. I'm kidding.
Fuck. Hopefully not listening. Sorry, Michael, if you're
listening.
So over the weekend, a story came out from the New York Times.
Yay.
I believe it was.
Oui, oui.
That our presidente.
Yes.
And was briefed.
Right.
And found out about the fact that Vladdy Putin. Had put a bounty on American soldiers in, was it Afghanistan?
Right. I'm just making sure she's not hurting your computer. She's right next to the computer pawing at that she's okay. Okay.
The story was, I'm trying to find the exact story here. Lawmakers are pressing for answers.
This is insane, dude.
Democrats and Republicans in Congress. Oh, I'm sure not a lot of Republicans. I want to see what Republicans.
Well, wait, what do you mean? Not all.
Maybe Mitt Romney is very concerned.
Shouldn't they? Wait, they all have to be concerned about this. We're talking about Putin handing out dollar bills to the Taliban. To kill soldiers.
They all read the Mueller report and said, innocent.
But we're talking about kids.
Well, I know. This is heinous. Democrats and Republicans are demanding that American intelligence agencies promptly share with lawmakers what they know about a suspected Russian plot to pay bounties to the Taliban to kill American troops in Afghanistan.
I mean, how many deaths in this time frame is like 20?
I think they said 20. Yeah, 20 was the number I saw. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senator Chuck Schumer, have each requested that all lawmakers be briefed on the matter and for CIA and other intelligence officials to explain how Trump was informed of intelligence collected about the plot. Trump said, "I don't know anything about it. I never heard anything."
Can Nancy Pelosi?
But it's possible they put it in his PDB that he doesn't read.
Well,
that's why they're trying to find out. They're trying to find out if this was like in a PDB or something, and he just ignored it because he doesn't read them.
But does that excuse him?
No.
I mean,
officials have said it was briefed to the highest levels of the White House and appeared on the president's daily intelligence brief.
Yeah.
But then I saw a story today that some officials are saying it never got that far because they couldn't corroborate it. But that's the story coming from the administration.
So that's a lie. I'm sorry. That's bullshit. Well, I mean, it's Trump.
You know, I would lean that way. Pelosi said Congress and the country need answers now.
Why doesn't Pelosi pull people in for hearings immediately? That's what I would do. If I'm Speaker, of the House, man. Pull people in and make them talk.
Congress needs to know what the intelligence community knows about this significant threat to American troops and our allies and what options are available to hold Russia accountable. In the Republican-controlled Senate, James Inhofe, really?
Oh, my God.
James Inhofe of Oklahoma.
Hey, man.
The snowball guy.
Snowballing.
Is the chairman of the Armed Services Committee.
You know what's crazy? We did a story.
Chairman.
Yeah, that is mucho
of the Armed
up.
Services Committee.
See, if you vote blue in November, all these chair people are blue, right?
Yes.
That's a plus, isn't it? And last week we did a story about James Inhofe, and you said the exact same thing. Every time you see his name, aren't you shocked?
You said, I say that? It was you. The last time you said he was the snowball guy, because that's all we know him for.
But aren't you shocked he's in government still? I'm shocked.
I frankly thought he left for some reason because he kind of crawled into a hole after that whole snowball thing. Like it
so
seemed
stupid.
Like
stupid.
Yeah, it was his. He was laughing at that global warming because he went outside in April and there was snow on the ground.
That was
in
during
DC
Obama,
or something
right?
Like that. Yeah.
Oh God, these people
brought a snowball. I'm sure he went out and got it.
Oh yeah.
Some poor page.
Go on, get me a snowball. Oh, yeah. God, that's got to be the shittiest thing. It's like some guy that works for him. Does that job go down the line through staffers? Oh, get me a snowball.
Intern.
Some poor intern with fucking frostbite. Here, give this to James before it fucking melts.
Inhofe said he's asked for information as well and wants to know more about the matter in the coming days. We've known for a long time that Putin is a thug and a murderer, he said. And if these allegations are true, I will work with President Trump on a strong response. No, you won't. No, you won't. Because Trump doesn't want a strong response.
He knows about this.
My number one,
give a fuck.
My number one priority is the safety of our troops. Right now, though, we need answers, says Inhofe.
Yes.
Members of Congress were caught off guard. This is the New York Times still. Members of Congress were caught off guard when the New York Times first reported that American intelligence had found that a Russian military intelligence unit had secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants in exchange for killing American troops and their allies in Afghanistan.
So what does that look like? When you say Russian intelligence unit, is it a couple of, like, spies from Russia tooling around the mountains of Afghanistan? With a sack
nobody,
of cash looking
nobody,
for people and here's...
Oh, well, yeah, maybe, but not without orders.
I mean, how did...
Like, they didn't go rogue and...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm not saying that, but, like, my question is, how does the money get to somebody in Afghanistan? What do they do, just drive a sack load of cash to wherever?
They Google cash them or something?
Like Venmo? God.
What's your PayPal?
How horrible. Our president doesn't give a fuck.
National Security Council officials met in March to discuss the intelligence, according to the reporting. But the White House has taken no known action in response. The Times further reported yesterday that American intelligence officers and special ops forces in the country had informed their superiors of the suspected Russian plot as early as January.
Yeah.
After a large amount of American cash was seized in a raid on a Taliban outpost. They're paying them in our money?
Yeah. They're in dollars.
Yeah.
But I thought, maybe I misread, but I thought that Trump was offered a menu of options to deal with this.
Oh, I'm getting to that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
American officials believe that the death of at least one U.S. service member was tied to the bounties, but they're reviewing other casualties as they search for other victims. I saw 20, though. I think that's what you said. You saw two, right?
Oh, yeah.
On Sunday, Trump tweeted, "Intel just reported to me that they did not find this info credible, therefore did not report it to me."
Okay, well, that's a lie.
Or to Pence.
Yes.
Even members of Mr. Trump's party sounded uneasy today when asked about the president's statements. The other part of the story is, here it is, that
yes.
You're talking about.
Uh,
the U.S. military members revealed that Pentagon officials have been, quote, pounding on the door to try to get Donald Trump to do something about it.
Right. Yeah.
This is, who is this? David Ignatius?
Pounding on David the
Ignatius,
door.
From New York Times, I believe he was writing for. He was on MSNBC. Based on my reporting, trying to confirm the Times' excellent story, it's clear in late March, you had senior U.S. commanders, senior civilian intelligence officials, in effect, pounding on the door of the White House, saying, we need to do something about this. We need to come to a conclusion about what damage the Russian program is doing. We need to reassess our programs in Afghanistan. And they couldn't get an answer. Wait, to this day, there is no answer. There was no real response.
So let me, I don't know if this is in the report, but these Russians, they're going to these warlords and they're saying, hey, if you kill these American soldiers, we'll give you this much money. Are they getting? Are they giving these warlords specific names?
No, no, no. They're just like, bring us heads, bring us scalps.
Because if I'm just wondering,
but it's like bring us scalps, and well, that's sort of like when you put out a bounty on wolves, you know, every wolf you get, you get $10 or whatever.
Where's that?
That's what they used to do back in the old West.
We don't do that.
Well,
here.
They do that for coyotes still.
So. Yeah, they do that here for boa constrictors.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Democrats.
No, probably. With her. Pow, pow, pow.
Was this because the president was briefed and did nothing, or because he wasn't briefed because people were afraid to give him bad news and keep it to himself, kept it to themselves? I don't know.
This
administration, both very possible. He says it doesn't matter in terms of the breakdown, in terms of the way the government's supposed to work. In some ways, it's almost worse if the department didn't tell him. Because they should have said, Mr. President, while you're encouraging Russia to rejoin the G8, we got something we should probably tell you.
You know what I think? I think what happened is his people gave him a bunch of options. He ignored it. And in Putin is leaning on him to be back in the G8.
Yeah.
I think that is a possibility.
David Ignatius says, there's nothing that would make American commanders angrier than the idea their soldiers had targets on their back because of the actions of somebody that the president was still speaking of as a prospective ally.
So do the Russians use the Taliban like this all the time? Do the Russians contact the Taliban? They said, hey, we have some info. We have some intel on this American unit right here. We want to give you this money, and you go fuck them up.
Yeah, I don't know if it's that specific. It's probably just when you see the coalition, kill them.
Yeah.
And we'll pay you for whatever you get. A bounty kind of thing sounds like it's more random and amorphous. Like there's a bounty on, you know, we don't know what you might get, but for every American you get, here's $100
or something. How is this country in the G? How would you have this country a part of the G8?
He's very powerful. The Russia is very powerful. What about, they should be at the table.
But what about Crimea? And what about Ukraine? Does that bother?
Hey, I didn't do that. That was George Bush did that. Just let him go into Crimea. That wouldn't happen if I was president. Which is a lie.
Yeah. What about the doctors that are just falling out of the windows over in? There's all kinds of Russia is a problematic country to be on good terms with, right?
Yes. Washington Examiner.
Oh, God, you garbage.
Russia, Russia, Russia. Democrats revive Trump-Putin narrative in wake of bounty claim.
You know, Washington Examiner, you owe the universe a fucking apology. Because, like, God damn it, man. It's like 9 times out of 10, when someone has some racist opinion or some stupid fucking idea on the book of face, guess what they cite? That fucking paper. Because it sounds reasonable, doesn't it? The Washington Examiner.
It's crazy.
And it's not.
There you go. A bunch of, members of the House are demanding the same thing. And I guess some of these committees are getting ready to amp up some investigations.
Yeah. What do you think Obama would do if he found that out? What would he have done? What would a reasonable guy have done?
Even members of Trump's party sound uneasy. I read that part. Representative Mark Thornberry, or Mac Thornberry of Texas, a top Republican in the House Armed Service Committee, said Mr. Trump's tweets suggested that he had not been made, suggesting he had not been made aware of the reports was, quote, a very concerning statement.
Hey, Mark Thornfuck. Imagine it's your children, it's your kid in the military in Afghanistan. There are a lot of troops there. And you read this story. Would you give more of a fuck?
The Thornberry and Representative Adam Smith of Washington, the committee's Democratic chairman, have asked for a full accounting of what the White House knew about these Russian operations and when, in order to hold the appropriate administration officials and the Russian government accountable.
How are you going to hold them accountable? That's an impossibility. That's just not going to happen. How are you going to hold this government accountable? Well, we know that Trump and Putin have a relationship, and that he even, and didn't Trump even, we talked about it, he gave Putin a heads up about that Syrian bombing. There's no accountability until you get rid of this guy.
It's an Amber Alert.
Oh, really?
Mine went off too. Senator Marco Rubio.
Who is that?
Our beloved senator here in Florida.
Is he the guy that years ago gave the response to the State of the Union or something and was swigging that water?
A sweaty mess and had to skip off screen to drink water. God. Yeah.
I need a foam party.
Republican of Florida, acting chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, wrote on Twitter that he would not comment on specific news reports, but he said the targeting of our troops by foreign adversaries via proxies is a well-established threat. They do this.
Okay.
He and his panel will be continuing to conduct vigorous oversight in the intelligence agencies.
I'm sorry. When I hear a Republican say there's quote unquote vigorous oversight, I don't know why. It makes me laugh. I'm cynical. Why is that? Why do I not believe this fuck? This short fuck in his lips, like Trump said. And I, too, am a short fuck, so whatever.
This first comment. It's almost Shakespearean the way Putin has played Trump to his own advantage. Putin's long game has always been destabilization, and paying bounties on soldiers' lives rewards him in that regard 1,000 times more than any electioneering could ever do. In the same way that propaganda bots swamped the conversation around the 2016 election, this throws the Trump campaign into chaos. And since the Trump campaign is effectively the same as the executive branch, it sows chaos all through the United States.
The Trump campaign is the same as the executive branch.
It is. Trump has taken over the whole party.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And the
okay.
whole party is the executive branch.
I kind of, it bothers me when I hear people try to make a difference between Trump and the Republicans.
Well, you've got your never Trumpers who still are hoping to revive the Republican Party after this shit show. But
I'm sorry. Trump is the Republicans. The Republicans are Trump. He is your president. He is the Republican president.
So there you go. Trader Trump was trending.
Yeah.
Putin was trending. You know, this was kind of all weekend. So
what is Trump's little fuckboy bootlicking Matt Gaetz guy going to say about this? Because Matt Gaetz, he has a lot of military in his district, in the first district of Florida. What's he going to say, Matt? Hey, bootlicker, what are you going to say about this?
Susie Collins is trending. I think it's because everybody's talking about her. Yeah.
Wow.
Chris Liu. Awesome. Chris Liu tweeted.
Ted Liu or Chris?
No, Chris Liu, was it labor secretary?
Under Obama?
Yeah, labor secretary under Obama. As we barely know this, of course.
Yeah, and it makes me laugh because I can tell you the labor secretary under Trump, it was, it's not Azar.
It was Azar.
That he had to move. But the other guy, it was a guy associated with Epstein, right?
That's Azar.
Azar's the guy that cut Epstein the deal?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Azar's still in our government.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Acosta.
Acosta.
Azar is
is DHS.
Something.
Department
of Acosta Homeland. Is the guy who is, or was the labor secretary. I think he, no, he resigned.
If we played a game, and I don't mean to interrupt, but if we played a game and I said.
And now we have an interim.
I'm going to, right, a guy that doesn't need to be approved, right, because he's acting or some shit like that.
Yes, yeah.
If I, well, let's play a game. I'll name a Trump cabinet member, appointee person, and then you name an Obama person. We'll see who can go on.
No, oh, I get the fuck end of that deal.
I'm sorry, you do.
Susan Collins.
Yes.
Is trending.
Oh, yes. Boy, Susan, you suck, man. I mean, God.
Her Democratic rival, Sarah Gideon, is not only polling ahead of Susan Collins, but she gained 24,000 followers since this morning.
Damn!
Because of Susan Collins trending.
Yeah.
And because of Brett Kavanaugh and all that shit.
Oh, people,
people are a little pissed.
These sad little fucking Republicans that are going to lose their spot in November, they're going to be so sad when they're sitting on the board of all these companies that they... that they did shit for when they were in office.
This is not true.
How sad.
Oh, my God. In a statement Monday afternoon, Collins claimed, quote, she agrees with the Supreme Court decision,
right,
striking down the abortion law. She also says Justice Kavanaugh, who dissented in the case, quote, gave no indication in his dissenting opinion that he supports overturning Roe.
What?
So he, she's saying he didn't say anything about Roe in this case.
But.
Because everybody's going after her saying he's going to go after.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to go after Roe versus Wade.
Right.
And she said there's nothing in his dissent that says that.
What? Why does she say things that don't make any sense all the time that eventually she will be proved wrong and she knows? It's like. Why are you kicking the... It's like she's kicking the can down the road. Well, you know what I mean?
That can's going to stop rolling in November.
What? I don't get her. She knows she's going to lose, right? She's going to lose.
She's probably going to lose, yeah. Well,
why don't you just resign, Susan? You suck. You surely... You're not having any fun right now, right?
I mean, if there's any bonus, it's probably not a lot of these Republicans have had a lot of fun since Trump's been president.
Yeah.
That's why all the stories are that... 95% of the Republicans in the Senate are going to breathe a sigh of relief when he loses.
Yeah.
They're just desperately right. trying to hold on to their jobs.
And Republicans.
And they know that pissing him off
yes.
pisses off his moron horde.
Yeah.
And it may hurt their chances in a close race.
And if you guys are all going to breathe a big fucking gross sigh of relief in public, please wear a fucking mask, you fucking losers.
So there you go.
Yeah.
She had no idea.
Maybe Trump's learned something. Maybe Kavanaugh's learned something. A Republican thinking, a Republican giving people the benefit of the doubt is the scariest indicator ever. That means that person is for sure going to do something shitty, right?
Yeah.
That makes, yeah. Boy.
Women's rights groups tried to tell Collins that Kavanaugh would be an anti-choice judge, but she refused to believe them.
Right.
She is now in the race for her political right life.
Yeah.
For her votes being so far outside the mainstream of Maine voters.
And the reason is, though, is because she's sucking Trump's horrible mushroom dick, right?
She pretends she's not going to and then heads and then down there.
Yeah. And does.
Yeah.
Right.
But she's very concerned. Remember, she thought he would learn.
Don't we see through
from
that?
His impeachment.
I think he's learned from the impeachment.
Hey, Susan, I think according to the polls, you can see that people are seeing through your bullshit. I don't know.
And don't forget, there's a couple $1 million headed towards her opponent's way for the upcoming election that people crowdsourced during the whole Kavanaugh hearing, telling her, Susie, if you vote for Kavanaugh,
yeah,
then we will have millions of dollars ready. For right. your opponent, whoever it is.
Hey, universe. Okay, thank you for doing that for Susan Collins. But why don't you do that for Matt Gaetz? Air for Congress. Go to, if you don't live in this part of the area, but you hate the fuck out of Matt Gaetz. A lot of people hate Matt Gaetz, right?
Yes.
You hate Matt Gaetz. Shelby hates Matt Gaetz. Yeah. People outside of this area hate Matt Gaetz. Donate to Phil Air. He's moving left. He's a moderate Democrat, but he's one of these guys that are moving left.
Mitch McConnell is now supporting wearing masks.
Oh God! The way you said that, I thought you were going to say Mitch McConnell passed away. Thank God! Thank God! Thank God he's okay. Jeez.
Mitch McConnell shredded for coming out in support of wearing masks 75 days and 125,000 bodies too late.
Right. Why now? Why fucking now? Now, why now? I mean, we don't have... I mean, we're so fucked with this coronavirus. It actually infuriates me to see Republicans come on the right side of the issue. It's like, dude, what do you say to people that lost people to this?
There's no response.
Don't wear a mask.
This is the word treason gets thrown around a lot, you know, when people get pissy at each other.
Right.
But this is kind of in that territory. I mean, if Trump is ignoring the fact that our soldiers are being targeted and had bounties on their heads,
heinous.
Then and Trump is just like, well, you know, I really like him and I want him in the G8 anyway.
Am I wrong to think that if past Republicans, I mean, God, had learned this, that they would have lit some shit up? They would have called up Putin. They would have bombed fuckers.
Yeah.
They would have
done
something.
He would be under sanctions like you wouldn't believe.
Right.
Like you wouldn't believe.
Does that not bother? I guess that doesn't bother these Trump fucks, right?
No. Nope.
Weird. Weird, wild stuff. Like Johnny Carson, wife-beating late show talk show host, used to say. Weird, wild stuff.
Well, this is not good news.
Oh, gosh. Jeez. Is this corona-related or?
No.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Because it's a new strain of flu.
Oh, fuck me. Stay inside. I'm going to wrap myself in duct tape.
Novel swine flu discovered in China has potential to create a second pandemic.
Put a mask on, stay home, vote blue. Hopefully Joe Biden will start sending people money every month to stay home and he'll freeze mortgage and rent. We're fucked.
From the BBC, a new strain of flu has potential to become pandemic has been identified in China. It emerged recently and is carried by pigs but can infect humans.
Yes.
The researchers are concerned that it could mutate further so that it could spread easily from person to person.
Yes.
And trigger a global outbreak. It has all the hallmarks of being highly adapted to infect humans and needs close monitoring.
Yeah, is there nothing we can do about this shit? It's like, is there no guy in a lab that says, hey, we just saw this virus. Let's go fuck it up. There's nothing we can spray in the air. We can't just...
Maybe if you take some Lysol and you inject it into the pigs.
What if I swallow a...
What about some light? If you shine a light really hard on the pigs and up their assholes.
I'm trying not to be negative about, especially this area, how we're going to get through all this. Because, you know, I did mention that some people were wearing masks on my little trip out today. But... I'm not a doctor. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if you will wear a mask and but have it so your whole stupid fucking nose is exposed, is that an issue?
It's yes.
Do people wear a condom and just stretch it over their ball sack? Probably in Florida.
I mean, you never know.
It's the way I like
it. Got an intimate encounter with someone new? ScrowGuard slips easily into your pocket so you can carry it with you wherever you go.
slips easily into your pocket, but try explaining that shit.
As it's new, people would have little or no immunity to this new virus.
Perfect. Oh, good. Good news.
The last pandemic flu the world encountered was the swine flu outbreak 2009. Began in Mexico, was less deadly than initially feared. Largely because many older people had some immunity to it, probably yes. Because of its similarity to other flu viruses that have been circulating years before.
Okay.
That virus is now covered by the annual flu vaccine to make sure people are protected. The new flu strain that has been identified in China is similar to that one, but with some new changes. So far, it hasn't posed a big threat, but Professor Kin Chao Chang and colleagues who have been studying it say it is one to keep an eye on.
They're studying it, right? And just for the idiots, if any idiot fuckface QAnons are listening, they're studying it and they did not invent it.
Right.
Okay. You know, I read a thing about Fauci saying that that the problem with the virus is with the vaccine for this corona is that herd immunity with the vaccine is going to be rough to achieve because there are a lot of anti-vaxxers.
Fauci, yeah.
So what are we going to do about that? I'm fed this bullshit that, hey, we just got to hang on till a vaccine. Okay, that's what I've been thinking.
Well, yeah, but then we got to convince the morons that enough of 60% of us at least have to take the vaccine.
They can't be convinced. They can't be.
Well, 60% hopefully is enough.
Oof. 60% of people on the planet have to take the vaccine to eradicate a particular strain of COVID, right?
60% of the people need immunity for the herd immunity to start kicking in and be effective.
Okay, I'm going to ask a question that makes it sound like I'm not a microbiologist fuckhead, but COVID-19 needs a different vaccine than COVID-20.
If there's a COVID-20, yeah.
I think, isn't there?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is a version of an H... Let's see. This virus is G4EAH1N1.
Gross. Just fucking gross. Thank you, Mother Nature. Fuck you.
Can grow and multiply in the cells that line the human airways. They found evidence of recent infection starting in people who worked in abattoirs. Ooh, great word.
Abattoir.
And the swine industry in China.
What is that? The abattoir?
It's a nice way of saying slaughterhouse.
Oh, my God. We got to be vegetarians then, right? Is that what I'm learning? If we were vegetarians, would we have this problem?
No. Well, not. I mean, maybe pigs could still get sick, but we don't have gazillions of them.
Damn.
Penned in tiny places, passing viruses to each other.
I don't understand this. I'm solving this right now in my brain. Boom. Congratulations. We're all vegetarians. Boom. We're all getting paid. We're all getting a check from the government so we don't have to go out and work and spread this shit. Boom, all these huge companies are financing this shit because they've gotten a free ride for a long fucking time. So guess what, Wells Fargo? Guess what, Jamie Dimon? We're turning your ass upside down and we're taking your shit so everyone could stay home. Same with Jeff Bezos. And then it's solved.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Thank you.
Governor of Maine. He was governor at the time that he left that voicemail for another legislator.
You know, the thing about it is, man, people hear Paula Page and are like, that guy's crazy. Oh, yeah? What say you about Kay Ivey? What about the racist? What about that wacko in Mississippi? I mean, they're all fucking... The governor of Oklahoma is a nutball. The guy in Georgia stole it. South is fucked.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Welcome to the apocalypse. Who wants some swine flu? Pat just told us about a new fucking disease. That's great. Good. Great. We're fucked.
I kind of remember reading about the COVID for the first time doing the story on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Back in February.
Did you think it was going to be this bad?
God, we might have done it in January.
We knew about it in January. We didn't tell anybody. Oh, we told people. No one listened. We did a podcast about it. We knew about it.
Well, no, the CNN knew about it or somebody, and we spread the news. We didn't get the scoop.
Yeah.
China didn't call us and say, hey, China, we got this thing going on here in Wuhan.
Yeah. Boy.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon for your Amazon-y needs. Helps us out here.
We get paid, baby.
Get a little commissione.
Order some stuff before we all drop dead from these horrible viruses, you know, floating about the planet, which it sounds like to me, if we just all went vegetarian, a lot of this shit wouldn't matter. We wouldn't need so many fucking pigs. We wouldn't need all these goddamn cows.
Well, right.
We wouldn't need a bunch of these fucking animals that we're eating.
And cow farts are an issue.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. What about pig farts?
Maybe. I don't know if they're really gassy.
Yeah. Oh, they must be, though. I thought they were, the methane. They fart out the methane.
Pigs eat a lot of fiber, though. I mean, cows eat all fiber.
Oh, really?
They just eat grass and grains and shit, don't they?
They never have ice cream.
They're omnivores.
Oh, yeah.
So, thanks for joining us. Thanks for following us on Twitter and tweeting at Crab Diving.
Yes, twat us. We're friendly.
We love you long time.
Yeah.
Whoa, Kansas.
Damn!
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has announced a statewide face mask executive order.
But she is an adult, correct? She's an adult. I believe she is.
I believe she is a Democrat, if I recall.
God, Florida. Yep. Florida's so jelly. Florida's so jelly.
Remember, Kansas ended up with a Democrat because they ran Kris Kobach as a Republican. And even the asshole Republicans of Kansas couldn't handle the blatant corruption and criminality of Kris Kobach.
But what about all the great work Kris Kobach did on that voter fraud team he was in charge of, right? He was in charge of, and one of his members had a problem with kiddie porn. Typical Republican issue. A lot of you guys, a lot of you Republicans are little diddlers and shit like that. Jim Bag Jordan. Jeez. Kansas has an adult. We don't. That sucks. If we had elected Andrew Gillum, you know, what is the dog upset about over there?
She wants to play. She's had it.
She's had it with the
show. She's done with the show.
Shelby, we got like 45 minutes. Here, come here. I'll play with you.
I didn't get to play with you yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, she was played with yesterday, believe me.
Hey.
We had a good time. Come on. I sure wish Andrew Gillum was our governor, don't you?
Well, yeah, I said I would take him crusted in semen with meth stuffed in every hole.
Yeah,
over Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, yeah.
He would make better decisions.
And by the way, that was a dude he was with that had the meth. He was just drunk.
We don't. That's what he said.
Yeah,
we don't know that.
I believe him.
Drunk and naked.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, here's the story. Here's a wild story. Andrew Gillum spent a night at a hotel fucking a dude, maybe. And maybe drugs were involved. Oh, my God! Woo! I mean,
Andrew Gillum, who is nobody official, by the way.
What do you mean?
He has no office.
Yeah.
He's a private citizen right now, so it kind of doesn't matter if he was found in a hotel.
It's the state of Florida. That isn't even a blip on the radar of what goes on in
hotel
rooms.
Who doesn't have meth in Florida?
Yeah, think of the crazy shit they find in hotel rooms. A guy fucking a dude who was drunk.
You cross the border into Florida, they give you a glass of orange juice and a rock of meth.
A whole big rock. Just shove this up your ass. You'll fit right in. Nobody will notice you.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Why is J.K. Rowling trending? What did she say now?
Something fucked up. I mean, did she say something transphobic? I mean, the problem with this J.K. Rowling saying these transphobic things is that people are, like, she's emboldening bad things to happen. A legislator here cited her, something she said in an article, in an interview. I mean,
I wonder if, I guess she's, this is ridiculous. J.K. Rowling deleted a tweet praising Stephen King after he supports trans women.
God. Okay. Jeez. I mean, we're in the middle of a movement, right? We're in the middle of a move. If you're trans, our society is in the middle of a movement.
You right. know,
your rights are getting recognized. You're vulnerable.
This guy says, J.K. Rowling could afford to literally build a functioning Hogwarts, magic and all, and instead she spends her free time crusading against trans rights.
God damn.
Why do people who spend the first half of their lives building empires spend the second half intentionally destroying them?
Yeah, and destroying people.
Right.
I mean, she doesn't see trans people as people.
Right.
What she's doing is attacking their existence.
Yes.
And it's privilege. It's privilege on her part.
God, and all Stephen King said was, yes, trans women are women. He didn't go after her or anything.
You know, who
he Daniel, said, yes, trans women are women. And she got all butthurt about it.
You know, Daniel Radcliffe, the guy that played Harry Potter, wrote a really great article addressing what she said and her words against trans people.
Oh, he did respond to her. I'm sorry.
Who's he? Stephen King?
She tweeted first, I've always revered Stephen King, but today my love reached maybe not Annie Wilkes levels, but new heights. It's so much easier for men to ignore women's concerns or belittle them, but I won't ever forget the men who stood up when they didn't need to. Thank you. Stephen, he's a feminist.
Yeah.
But then he responded, yes, but trans women are women.
Bam. There you go.
So she deleted the tweet.
That is so easy. That is... What? How is that hard? Trans lives matter. Boom. There you go. Black lives matter. There you go.
God, and who cares? How petty of her to delete the tweet.
And she's a writer. That's what I don't get. She's a writer. It's like, isn't that... It's just weird to me. I just don't... I know writers. You know writers. It's not a lot of transphobia there, right? It's not a lot of homophobia.
Not the writers I know.
Me neither. I mean,
I'm sure there's... Trans stuff is weird, though. People get really... People that you would shock you get really weird about trans stuff for some reason.
It's crazy.
People that are really woke about every other gender identity, sexual preference, whatever.
Yeah.
For some reason, the trans stuff, sometimes they... I don't know.
Hey, go find Strive in Pensacola on Facebook. They have a link. You can give them money. They do great things for trans people in this community. So,
or your local.
Yeah, right.
Your local equivalent.
Right.
I just saw her trending. So that's
Jesus
there you go.
Fucking Christ! All that privilege, all that money. That's what she's doing with it. Insanity.
I guess Kaylee McEnany did quite a tap dance this morning.
Is she still the press secretary, the troll?
Right. She also was asked. We didn't do this story, but the Trump retweeted a tweet.
Retweet.
Of some crowd or something like that. But there's
God, are you talking about the old white gross people on the golf carts? God damn.
And one of them yells white power.
Yes, yes.
And so, you know, I think it was Saturday or something. That was the big news. And Trump retweeted white power. And then the story came out right away that, oh, he didn't hear that part. Oh, he didn't. The president didn't hear that. What's wrong with you?
Did you watch the clip?
Of the. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Whoa, yeah.
You know what I love in that clip? I don't know if you're going to play it, but. God.
Oh, I wasn't going to play the original.
The older lady yelling at these assholes in these golf carts. This older white woman yelling, calling them Nazi pigs.
Right.
Beautiful. Beautiful resisting. Because that's what they fucking are.
Wondered if they figured out who those assholes are that were yelling white power.
They all live in that gated community. And, you know, they're riding around on golf carts. Who the fuck?
Where's your white voice? Where's your
white voice? White power! Oh my, come on! White power! White power!
Oh shit! To me, I that's the horrible part. But the woman standing up to those golf cart people,
yeah,
it's so funny. As each cart goes by, she leans right into it. She's like,
"Where's your white hood?"
So the right people are yelling, "Where's your white hood, you racist?"
Yeah.
And then the guy says,
white power.
Yeah, white power.
I thought the crowd, the counter protesters there, did a great job. So they ripped those people into golf carts a new fucking asshole, especially the older lady calling them all Nazi pigs.
God, I wish they would.
There's your white voice.
Oh my God, the video that everybody's tweeting now is a video where some asshole keeps rewinding it to hear the white hood part. I'm trying to get to the part where the...
There's your white hood!
This might be it.
There's your white hood! Racist! Racist! Yes, you got it, you! White power! Yes, there you go!
And the camera is zoomed in on him, on the old man, waving his fist in the air, yelling white power, white power. There's no way Trump didn't hear that.
I think he heard it, and he liked it.
White House spokesperson, President Trump is a big fan of the Villages. He did not hear the one statement made on the video. What he did see was tremendous enthusiasm from his many supporters. White power! White power!
Oh, my God.
Ow, you hear that?
Fuck Trump! Fuck Trump!
Listen to your president if you want nasty language.
This woman is my new favorite. Listen to your president if you want nasty language.
Listen to your president if you want nasty language, you idiot.
Officer! Get back in your car, ass. You said to me. Get back in your car, ass. We got a woman, dickwad.
You fucking
pick on a woman, you dickwad.
That's that lady I'm talking about.
These are all old white people.
The woman in the black sweater, the black pullover.
Good for these protesters. Look like all older white people too.
Yeah.
Get back in your car, ass. Pick out a woman, dickwad.
You
big boy.
You touch me.
Where's the officer?
Where's the officer? We don't need fucking Nazi
pigs. Yeah.
Fucking Nazi pig.
We don't need fucking Nazi pigs here. That's a good one. Fuck yes. God.
There you go.
We should all be so...
How does this go back to normal?
I don't know.
How does this ever go back to normal?
Well, I think that's the problem when you have such a racist dirtbag that emboldens those horrible golf cart people. How do we go back to normal? We can't. There is no way. There's just no way.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This pandemic will change us forever. The BLM protests are going to change us forever. And we're going to be changed forever because this fucking dickhead president emboldened these Nazis. Or whatever you want to call these fuckers. He made them not embarrassed of who they are.
Proud.
Which is insane.
Out and proud
which
now.
Which is crazy.
This guy... proudly yelling white power. He looks like somebody's nice old grandpa riding in his cart.
Well,
except for the Trump 2020 shirt.
Yeah, you
know,
and
the MAGA hat. But I mean,
I'm finding people that ride golf carts outside of courses, golf courses are assholes. That's what I'm discovering. And I'm sorry if I'm marginalizing the golf cart people, but Jesus fucking Christ.
Also in the news.
Yes.
Oh, God, look at the time. I have 1,000 things in the spreadsheet.
Oh,
we're not going to get to a tenth of them. Private Facebook groups. Let's see.
Yes.
Do that one? No, I don't want to do that. Sorry. Bob Woodward.
Oh, yes.
Was prepared to unmask Brett Kavanaugh.
Right.
During his contentious Supreme Court confirmation hearings as an anonymous source for a book that the Watergate icon wrote more than 20 years ago, but he was talked out of it by the Washington Post top editor.
Oh, God.
Wood was reportedly set to expose Kavanaugh as an anonymous source for his 1999 book, Shadow, Five Presidents and the Legacy of Watergate.
Yes.
At the time the book was being written, Kavanaugh served as a lawyer on independent counsel Ken Starr's team in its investigation of Bill Clinton. The revelation would have publicly contradicted what Kavanaugh said in a letter to the Post in 1999.
And that letter was regarding the Ken Starr deal?
That I didn't leak. I wasn't a source for any books.
What,
and that's a lie.
Why wouldn't you
Well, and why didn't Bob Woodward just go on TV and say it then? If they spiked the story.
What are they going to do to Bob Woodward? What would happen to him? I don't get that at all.
Woodward's unmasking of Kavanaugh was set to be published in October 2018, which added that Post executive editor Martin Barron urged Woodward not to burn his source because it would be bad for Bob.
Right.
And the newspaper, I mean, I guess I see a little bit of that. Worried about confidentiality and then breaking it later, but I think at some point.
Who gives a fuck?
It's your duty to. Well, I mean,
the country
it's part of the
is on
foundation
fire.
Of our. Of a lot of our press.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they can't. You don't just want to go burning your sources. Nobody will ever talk to you again.
I think he'd be forgiven for Brett Kavanaugh.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, yeah,
this
may be
all crazy.
A crazy exception.
To me, it's like not realizing where we are. Everything's burning. We're burning.
So that was interesting, I thought.
And don't you think it would be worth it? Like, it's an odd, we're this weird thing where it's like sometimes people on the left don't want to do the right thing because they don't want to go against some set of norms or what we're all used to. But we're talking about a guy on the Supreme Court. Isn't that like a unique enough thing that happens where you can say, you know what? Fuck it. I don't give a shit. I'm Bob Woodward. How old is Bob Woodward? He's up there, right?
70 something.
Yeah. Dude, Bob, who gives a fuck? Light it on fire. God damn.
Lincoln Project has several new videos.
Yeah.
Out.
And that's the thing with the Bob Woodward thing, that is where you can use your white, rich fucking privilege to your advantage. The journalism community is not going to exile him. He is protected. Use your white skin.
Slowed the spread. We flattened the curve. We saved lives.
God. 2 days ago. Mike Pence said that 2 days ago.
Oh, great. That's good news. I didn't know we flattened the curve.
Where?
Wow.
I mean, where? Hey,
what a lion motherfucker. And since he's been seen with a mask on his fucking evangelical mug, right?
Mikey, yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. What happened, Mikey? Were you lying?
Here is an ad from the Lincoln Project.
In the last year, flag-draped coffins have returned from Afghanistan. Now we know Vladimir Putin pays a bounty for the murder of American soldiers. Donald Trump knows too and does nothing. Putin pays the Taliban cash to slaughter our men and women in uniform. And Trump is silent, weak. Control. Instead of condemnation, he insists Russia be treated as our equal. Instead of retaliation, he invites Putin to America. When Trump tells you he stands by the troops, he's right. Just not our troops.
The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertised.
Boom.
But
11.9 million views.
That story just came out Friday.
11.9 million views.
How are they able to put that spot together?
Because they're good.
They got a good system over there. They must have like a couple of guys making the decision on the copy and people just saying, yes, 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 let's get it out there.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
In 1941, America's leaders asked a generation to go to war, to build an arsenal for democracy. They did nothing less than save the world. It didn't come easy. It didn't come quickly. And it didn't come without great sacrifice.
America will again and soon be open for business. We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem.
haven't we asked enough of the greatest generation?
It's an old person on a ventilator is the last visual.
Yeah, I know. The Lincoln Project is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
Wow.
So that's the write-off of old people.
Ken, I want to see a thing on what their process is. Because whatever their process is, it's fucking good.
It's pretty fast. I see Rick Wilson tweeting all the time, like, working on a new ad. It'll be working on a new script. It'll be out tomorrow or something like that.
God damn. They're not fucking around.
Yeah.
They're not fucking around. God, that's horrible. It's like, so Trump wants to kill, he wants our country open, and fuck it if all these older people die or people with compromised immune systems. And by the way, we don't know how damaging the coronavirus is, right? There's no long-term studies on this.
Right, and they're finding out more and more that it damages organs permanently sometimes.
And you can be asymptomatic and have damages. I just read this thing that people who are asymptomatic, they're scanning their lungs and they're finding fucked up shit in there.
Did you see, I don't know if this was, I think this was this morning, that there was a flurry of calls.
Yes.
Was the term I saw used between Trump and Putin that the White House kept secret?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Now I want to see where.
I mean, it's hard to believe that Trump didn't know about the bounties. I mean, I can get it if somebody says, well, it's buried in that briefing. How do we know he wasn't in on it?
Here it is.
What the fuck are they talking about?
Trump engaged in a 3-week flurry of communication with Putin this year, and the White House hid some of the calls.
Jeez, why would they do that?
This is a story from, I guess, Radio Free Europe. Good for them.
Yes. It's an REM song.
On March 30, Russian leader Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by telephone, the first of 5 calls between the two.
Wow.
Over a period of 3 weeks, a flurry of communication unprecedented during Trump's 3.5 years in office. We had a great call, Trump told reporters.
God.
Kremlin described the call as lengthy and said the two leaders expressed serious concern regarding the scope and spread of the coronavirus, and they discussed closer cooperation.
So they're strategizing.
Meanwhile, the two countries' diplomats have spoken at least 3 times over the same period, which also coincided with an unusual shipment of Russian coronavirus-related humanitarian aid to the United States. Russia was sending us stuff.
So what are we doing for them?
For many Russia watchers, the flurry of behind-the-scenes phone calls and other communications is a clear indication that something is going on.
Yeah. And the president works for us.
Right.
We have a right to know what he's saying in those calls because we pay that motherfucker.
It's an unusual amount of communication, but these are unusual times, said a foreign affairs expert.
Yes.
In Moscow.
Right.
This explains more. The intensive interaction.
That's better than what What's-His-Face did in The Hunt for Red October, Sean Connery. That accent you did just then. That was better than his.
Oh, well,
his Russian.
I'm not Scottish. In no way could it result in any sort of reset, he said. What kind of reset can we talk about if there is a strong consensus in both countries that we are adversaries?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is it a consensus that we're adversaries, or do you just look at like what that country does and what our country does?
Yeah. So there we go.
Who knows what our country is doing? We don't know.
After Obama's election, then U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton headed up an effort to engage with Moscow, an effort that appeared hexed from the onset. By the time Trump succeeded Obama in the White House, the reset effort had failed. Relations had been soured by Putin's return to the Russian presidency in 2012 and in 2014 by Moscow's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula.
Right. But Trump would say, why can't we get along with Russia?
That's all he said from the beginning.
And normal people would say, well, they're horrible.
And they're trying to fuck us.
That would be like us attacking Mexico, right? And saying, we want Mexico.
Yeah.
We're going to have a border war with Mexico. Right.
So there you go.
Well, so Trump is just ink. I mean,
weird flurry of communications that I'm sure we'll never see the transcripts of any of these calls.
Do you think the media has done a good enough job to paint a picture of what Trump's relationship with Russia is?
Not all the media.
Yeah.
Well, and that opinion piece I read, oh, I think it was over the weekend, about, you know, speculation on what happens if Trump loses. This person was saying that it's quite possible that he was literally calling on the CIA and the FBI to start locking shit down, start keeping an eye on everything, because they're worried that Trump is going to skip off to Moscow with a full jump drive of all U.S. secrets, and that Putin will open his arms and welcome him, and that would actually help Putin humiliate the United States even more by allowing Trump in there and by giving Trump a platform. What if Putin says, here, we give you Trump TV.
Or whatever.
To talk shit about the United States.
Yeah.
And to foment unrest from over there.
Yeah.
Calling on his minions to attack us.
You could run OAN from Siberia or wherever the fuck you're going to live in your DACA or whatever. Not to be the I told you so dickhead, but I did say that Trump could be whisked away somewhere with that private security force that he insists on having outside of the Secret Service. When they say when the CIA needs to lock shit down, what does that mean? Like,
start making copies of all the intelligence or not make copies, just lock the intelligence down. Don't let Trump get it.
Yeah. Or memorialize it in some way, right? Like,
well, I mean, they've got it. All he has to do is copy it. And,
right.
And
oh my God.
Tell Putin where all of all of our troops are, what all of our, what we're working on militarily, all of our secrets.
Wait, is Trump stupid though? I mean,
yes. Yeah.
Because if I'm Vladimir Putin, Trump comes over, I get the junk drive. If I'm Putin, what I do is then I call up Joe Biden or whoever's president and say, hey, I'm going to sell you this guy back. You can have him back. He's useless to me now. I have all the shit on him. What can we get out of this?
That might help the United States, though, so Putin wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Now, you know,
Trump being brought to justice would help the U.S. heal, and Putin wouldn't do that.
Right,
he wants utter chaos.
Yeah,
and what could be more chaotic than letting Trump run wild in Russia with a news bureau and sending messages to the deplorables to take back the country with your Second Amendment if you have to?
Because he would be a martyr, right? Because the left, they're going after Donald Trump, and he flees to Russia to escape the deep state.
Oh, they stole the election from him.
This morning, Trump in a landslide was trending. It's not.
Because the bots were tweeting it out, but then K-pop fortunately took it over.
Thank you. I don't even know. K-pop is a band, but it's a whole bunch of...
K-pop is the genre.
Okay.
K-pop music.
Yeah.
Korean pop.
Right. There's like an entity.
There's many entities.
But they have
It's like saying American pop music.
Oh, okay. So
K-pop is Korean pop.
Korean pop music can come together and take on
the stands. Yeah.
But we can't.
Well, they're
Jesus fucking Christ.
They're,
guys.
They're pretty organized lot. And we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just a lot of them and they can organize quickly.
Right.
And they're used to jumping on tweet trends and shit when they're, you know, pissed at the band they don't like and they have to cancel them and stuff like that. So,
and these are tech savvy young people.
Yes.
Shit, man.
K-pop fans.
Right.
Stands.
Good for them. Thank you. Fuck. Thank you, guys. I mean, you know, I'll start listening.
But it usually starts trending like in the middle of the night, morning Russia time. And the K-poppers then take over.
Right. Because I imagine
they hijacked the hashtag and they put like puppies and kittens and rainbows. And
do you think South Korea wants Trump to not be president again?
Yes.
Right. I get that. Big time.
I think there are a few countries on the planet that want Trump to be president again. Oh, God. I don't know. You know, there's so many of these stories now, these Trump's America stories.
Yeah, it's gross. I mean, we're a fucked up fucking place.
A woman was filmed screaming at Black Lives Matter activists, on Sunday, yelling, "You live off white people.
Oh, God.
Keep your HIV over there."
You dumb fuck. Jeez. Keep your HIV over there. Oh, God, these stupid fuck faces. Read a book. Not Atlas Shrugged.
Keep your HIV over there.
That's so fucking stupid. Oh, God.
He posted it to Facebook, but they took it down for some reason.
What is that?
The video. I was going to play the video, but it's not,
right.
It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Central Pennsylvania photographer Paul Weaver writes that BLM activists were met with shouts of "All Lives Matter" and "White Lives Matter" from the group across the street, which consisted of motorcycle club members, men in Trump hats, 3%ers, that's a militia,
yep,
and other local residents.
Oh, God. How stupid. All lives matter. You racist.
All lives matter.
Man, what the fuck? We can't, God, I can't stand it. We can't say nothing no more. We ain't got no safe space. What the fuck?
Now that all the Confederate flags are coming down.
Oh, my God.
Losing their minds.
Shit.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Here's an idea. Take those Confederate flags, shove them up your asshole, and go fuck yourself. That's something you could do.
Calls for John Wayne Airport
in
California to be renamed after people have been digging up more of his white supremacist.
John Wayne?
Anti-LGBT views.
Digging?
Well, that's true.
And the movie, movie, what's that?
Well, that's not his fault. I mean, but.
No, he wanted to play Genghis Khan.
That's true.
Crazy.
But Trump has tweeted his defense of his big hero, John Wayne.
Oh, my God. Trump wants to suck John Wayne's big dead dick, doesn't he?
Trump leapt to the defense. Leapt. This should be. Who's this writer?
What publication is this?
Agence France-Presse.
Oh, oui, oui. A leapt. Fake news. Leapt.
Maybe it's translation.
Wadu.
Leapt to the defense of his movie idol, John Wayne, after California Democrats are calling for the actor's name to be removed from a local airport due to his racist comments.
Absolutely.
John Wayne's not Trump's.
Right.
Wayne, the late macho star of Hollywood Westerns, such as True Grit, is a great movie.
Yeah.
Held, quote, white supremacist, anti-LGBT, and anti-Indigenous views.
Oh, shit.
A resolution from Orange County Democratic Party said last week.
Yeah. True Grit is the one with Rooster Cogburn, right?
Yes.
Well, What's-Her-Face carried that movie with the eye patch. He had the eye patch, right?
Yes.
What is her name? Iconic actress. I feel so bad. I can't remember her name.
I can't remember. I see her face.
Oh, fuck.
I see her face.
God damn.
But I can't remember her name. I'm going to think about it. Somebody will tweet us. Or
right.
I could probably look it up. Oh, God, they remade it with Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I saw it. And you know what?
Was it any good? I like Jeff Bridges a whole lot.
It's better. Jeff Bridges is a better, a much better actor than John Wayne.
The move comes at a time when, they're asking, we're condemning John Wayne's racist and bigoted statements, calling for John Wayne's name and likeness to be removed from the Orange County Airport.
Yes.
The move comes at a time when historic statues and monuments are being, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Trump tweeted, now the do-nothing Democrats want to take off the name John Wayne from an airport.
Hell yes.
Incredible stupidity.
Why?
Exclamation point.
Why?
Trump has called himself a longtime fan of John Wayne, appearing alongside the actor's daughter, Aisa,
yes,
at Wayne's birthplace memorial in Iowa during his 2016 presidential campaign.
Okay.
Wayne's family has dismissed the Playboy interview comments as a single outlier interview from a half a century ago that does not represent him. What?
God.
Quote, the group pointed to a 1971 interview with Playboy magazine where Wayne was quoted as saying, I believe in white supremacy, and I don't feel guilty about the fact that 5 or 10 generations ago, these people were slaves.
That's not a misspeak. That's
a quote in an interview.
That's someone being honest. He's a dickhead.
And the family's like, well, that was 50 years ago.
Good God.
His son, Ethan, said it would be an injustice to judge someone based on an interview that's being used out of context.
What context?
What context could be, I believe in white supremacy, I don't feel guilty about the fact that 5 or 10 generations ago, these people were slaves?
I don't know, Pat. It sounds like he's a big racist fuckhead.
Holy shit. Wayne starred in over 150 films.
God.
Over 6 decades. But that was back in the studio system where they would
Catherine Hepburn.
They would shoot one a week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Catherine Hepburn.
John Wayne, honestly, the man probably didn't know what Western he was shooting. He's on a horse. He's saying lines. You know.
They've called for the name to be restored to Orange County Airport.
Or how about this? Name it after some civil rights activist. Mm-hmm. That might be nice.
I saw in Minnesota, they're asking that any questionable statues be taken down and statues of Prince put up.
Yeah. I love that.
Christopher Columbus, put up Prince.
I mean, why don't we do something? Shouldn't that be the way things go? Why don't we have artists on our money? Why don't we have people like that, scientists maybe?
Governor Doug Ducey of Arizona, breaking news.
Yes.
Is ordering bars, clubs, movie theaters, water parks, and gyms to close for 30 days to curb the spread of the coronavirus.
Who in the fucking fuck is going to a water park right now? You want to get E. coli and COVID?
Did you see the videos of, like, there was some country show that went on over the weekend?
Oh, no.
Some country music festival or something, God. And it was just herds of white, sweaty people cheering and jumping and not social distancing and no masks.
We know very little about the coronavirus, right?
It's infuriating.
But what we do know is if you stay home and you don't have mass gatherings, and when you go out in public, if you socially distance and wear a mask, it helps. That's all we know. That's all we can do right now. It's crazy not to do those things.
Let's see. We've got.
Jeez,
oh, here's a here's a Trumpanzee that's been making the rounds on social media.
Yes.
This, I voted in person because you can shove your mail-in voting up your fucking asses, Democrats. I don't want to hear about no China virus in November. What? So you can cheat? That's all you wanted for? So you can cheat? Because you know you cannot beat Donald Trump. You cannot beat him. You can come at him with everything like you've been doing. Okay? If you can riot, I can vote. If you can protest, I can vote. If you can loot, I can vote. And I voted in person like I will do in November. Because you will not take that from me. And I'm a New Yorker. I voted in the
Really?
Okay.
You're from New York? I would have never guessed.
In November, because you will not take that from me. And I'm a New Yorker. I voted in the primaries today. Trump 2020, motherfucker.
Trump 2020, motherfucker.
God, these people that yell. These Trump 2020 people.
I'm a New Yorker.
You're a New Yorker? Then you know Donald Trump, right? Then she knows Donald Trump. Why does she like him? You think she's a racist?
I would lean that way.
Yeah. God. How gross. I mean, God.
She'll vote.
Oh, fuck yeah.
She just voted.
Yes.
She just voted. So 5 of us need to go out and vote.
Oh, my God.
To counter her.
Oh, yeah. And I'm voting by mail.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm not going to shove that vote by mail ballot up my ass. I'm going to put it in the mailbox and it's going to get counted, you asshole. Go fuck yourself.
Man. Guy, saw that the Wisconsin election they had.
Ooh, wee wee.
Where the Republicans forced everybody to go out and vote in the middle of the COVID.
Oh,
and
yes.
Refused to let everybody vote by mail.
But they made that decision via Zoom, right?
80% of the Republican votes were made by absentee ballot.
Oh, shit. Damn. Are you pointing out hypocrisy?
It might be.
Fuck. It's going to be lost on these dumb dickheads, but damn.
It might be.
That is blatant motherfucking hypocrisy, guys. Jeez. How is history going to see these Republicans? Like insane people?
I mean, God. Yeah. How can you not?
You can't. I don't know.
Right. A couple of minutes left here in the big show. Thanks for listening, everybody. We appreciate the frick out of it.
Oh, yes. Thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram at crabdiving underscore podcast.
Spike Pence.
God. Is Karen playing the piano in that?
Mike Pence. Oh, topless.
Mm-hmm. Let me have your organ. Oh, gosh. Jeez.
What else? This is from the New York Times. We've got a couple minutes left here.
Right.
4 minutes into a... Oh, I can't read it on this computer.
What's
because
up?
Because I don't have a sign-in on this computer.
But for the New York
for
Times?
For the New York Times.
Oh, I got it here. I got the New York Times. It's like nothing. What do I look up? What is it?
Pizzagate conspiracy theory thrives anew in the TikTok era.
Is Pizzagate one word?
Yes. So Pizzagate is coming back.
Oh, shit.
The false theory targeting Democrats, now fueled by QAnon and teenagers on TikTok.
Yay!
Is entangling new targets like Justin Bieber.
Oh, my God.
Did you see Justin Bieber was accused of sexual assault?
No, I didn't see that. And, the Biebs?
And he's turned around and sued each of them for $20 million. Put out a really long statement that says, look, this all needs to be taken seriously, but I have receipts that I wasn't even in the city.
Oh, shit.
When these women are saying I sexually assaulted
right,
them.
Right,
and
right.
You know, I have detailed receipts of hotels and all this shit.
Whoa.
He was in a B&B with Selena Gomez
at
the time.
They're still together.
No. This is back in the day.
Oh, I just sent you the text of that article via Facebook.
Oh, thank you very much. I don't know if let me see if I can open this up.
Got
but
the Biebs.
So yeah, the lunatics are reviving fucking Pizzagate.
That is very shameful because what happened with Pizzagate? There's an actual place that for some reason someone said in the basement of a place that didn't even have a basement, kids were getting diddled, right?
Yes.
And someone showed up there with a gun. And actually discharged their weapon into the floor, right?
Or the wall, or something.
Shit like that, because they
looking
actually,
for a basement that didn't exist.
They thought Hillary Clinton and some other Democrats were having sex with children there.
Pizzagate, a baseless notion that Washington Pizza Parlor was the center of a child sex abuse ring, leading to a shooting in 2016, is catching on again with younger people on TikTok and other online hangouts.
God, young people, come on.
It says young people are tweaking the conspiracy and how internet sites are helping spread these false ideas.
Right.
Younger people on TikTok have made Pizzagate more relatable for them, so a conspiracy that centered on Hillary Clinton and other politicians a few years ago now is roping in celebrities like Justin Bieber. Everyone is at home, bored, and online more than usual. When I talked to teens who were spreading these conspiracy theories, many of them said it just seemed like fun.
Well, listen, for the most part, young people are saving this country. Young people went out and burnt shit down, and we got some police reform. You know, these K-pop people, stuck it to Trump. So that's good.
Facebook, shockingly, banned the Pizzagate hashtag.
Wow.
But the hashtag is not banned on Instagram, even though it's owned by Facebook.
Gee, Mark.
People also migrated to private groups where Facebook has less visibility into what's going on.
Oh, there's some bad shit going on in these private fucking groups, man. On Facebook. Holy fuck.
Tech companies' automated recommendation systems can also suck people further into false ideas. This is what was going on at YouTube that people were very upset about.
Yeah.
Is that you would watch one video about a vaccine, and suddenly you're getting recommended anti-vaxxer shit, and then you're getting sent flat earther shit and Obamagate shit, and it's just, it would just recommend all these conspiracy theories to you.
And that's because those users are gaming the system, right?
And the algorithm.
Yeah.
This person says, I recently tried to join a Facebook QAnon conspiracy group, and Facebook immediately recommended I join some Pizzagate groups too.
What a fucking nightmare.
On TikTok, what you see is largely decided by computer recommendations. So I watched one video about Pizzagate, and the next videos I saw on the app were all about Pizzagate.
Yay! Great! Pizzagate, man. Pizzagate is like with spirit dinners.
It's baseless and ridiculous and crazy. We gotta go.
Shit.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Yay. Let me fire up the outro music here.
Gaga.
We'll get the fuck out of here. Right. Thanks for joining us. Back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available on iTunes or Stitcher, your favorite podcasting app, whatever the fuck it's called.
That's right.
And crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some stuff on social media. Check out his website, RatedRComedy.com, or check out his Instagram, his Twitter, his Facebook, at Rated R Comedy.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, everybody. Let's do this
Mr.
bullshit
Speaker,
again
tomorrow. I request permission to read the definition of sadism.
Please continue.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.